Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Papaya Nine, not news. Welcome back. We're back.
Yeah.
Baby.
In the heat wave.
It is a scorcher. 115 degrees here in Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
Jonas.
Power's out.
Power is out at the studio. We have a few outlets working. We're making it happen.
We're running on like one lamp right now.
Dude, it's a lamp. We got candlelight.
That's it.
Oh, man. You know, Alan's in the back.
Yeah.
What's up, Alan?
There we go.
Hey.
Alan, appreciate the hookup. No one will ever see this, so it's really stupid, but you're framed up very nicely in between the lamp and the
plant. Oh, from your angle?
From my perspective.
I can see that. It's inviting.
It is. It's warm.
Yeah. You know what? Let's move all this over there.
Oh, the microwave. Let's flip the... the microwave just turned on.
Yeah.
And it turned off.
Again, okay.
Yeah, so that's going to happen. This is kind of going to be the theme for the show. Everything's falling apart.
Now, to be fair to the listeners, I did warn Neil we should wait. But, you know, we're here now.
You did say a few minutes. You know? I took exactly two breaths and then just started.
So this is where we're at now, and we're going to make the best out of this.
We're here, man. I mean, the last two nights have been crazy. The heat makes you kind of, it puts you in a space where you just don't know what's what the time is, the moon. Is red. The sun is dark red.
We got the fires. We got the fires out.
Man.
Shout out to the wildfires for the shade. I mean, I couldn't breathe today, but shout out to the shade was much appreciated.
Dude, wow. You know? From fire. No, but the smoke and the ash.
Yeah, just in the air. I think that's where the shade, that's where the shade was, like from the sun.
Oh, man. Yeah, but it was hot shade.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah. It was pleasant at all.
It was one of the few times in LA where it's like, It wasn't dry hot. You could feel like some sort of
dude. I didn't know it could get so humid out here either.
It's humid, man.
This is like close to Florida. Like I'm from Florida. This is close to Florida level.
Really?
Yeah.
The last 2 days. Yeah. Last 2 days. It's been. If you are not from California, you've been experiencing. There's been a tremendous heat wave this past Labor Day weekend. The year 2020.
2020.
And we've just been trying to thrive through it. You know.
Staying in the cut.
You know, I got ice pack.
On your chest?
On my chest, covered in a towel.
Yeah.
Because Jonas used this earlier. And I'm not going skin to skin.
I think we can do a little skin to skin contact.
I just, if we can do a towel, let's just do the towel.
Okay, we have a towel. You feel comfortable that way.
This is how I feel.
So, okay, so here's the thing. Let's say Alan's like, hey, you know what? I want some ice too.
Mm.
So what, are you going to?
Give Alan the same towel.
What?
I'm gonna use two towels.
Yeah,
towels. That's self cleaning.
Yeah, use up a lot of soap.
Yeah,
dude, they use up a lot of soap. You know, it's one of those things.
Right,
man.
They're so clean that. But skin to skin.
Skin to skin.
I don't know where your shirt's been. And
come on,
where's your chest been today, Jonas? Jonas's chest has probably just been baked out in the sun.
I don't know. You might share, a couple chest hairs or two. Swap some chest hairs or two. Who do you think has more chest hair, me or you?
Probably you.
You think so? Doug, I'm pretty hairy. I'm hairy.
I can imagine your body's hairier than your above your neck.
Dude, it's so depressing. It's hairier everywhere else.
Yeah.
But where I want it to be. It's so sad, dog. It's so sad.
It's if we combined our hair growing, it would be like the ultimate like.
You remember when my beard was like
be like
yours?
Beast from X-Men?
Yeah,
I don't remember that, Jonas.
You
that time never existed.
You told me that one time. I think we actually had on one of these episodes. You were like, Jonas, your beard's like
no one's gonna look back and pinpoint this.
I think they are. You're gonna look back to that one, and you were like, oh yeah, Jonas, I think your beard's bigger than mine. And I was like, yeah, doc.
Alan was there.
He saw the whole thing.
I never concede that.
Come on, dog.
Now Alan's mustache, by the way, has been the most consistent, most thorough.
Yes. Yes, yes. Do you trim it?
I trim it.
You have to, right? Otherwise.
Otherwise, it just goes, over the lip. It feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Eggs in it.
Well, now, let me ask you this. Why go with the stash, not the full beard?
I can't grow a full beard.
Oh, you can't?
No.
It's all here.
If I could, I would.
Where else does it grow?
Patchy.
Yeah.
Right here on the cheeks.
Oh, man.
And a goatee, which was.
That's it. Oh. You did a goatee and a mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a solid look for you, though. It's a nice educated
look. It's nice.
With
the
glasses.
Educated, yeah,
the
glasses.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like I have no goatee, man. I go full beard. Full beard or nothing. You know, straight up.
Yeah.
So, dog, you just got back, man. We're just sitting here. You just got back.
We're here, man. Yeah, dude. I wanted to add a question about body hair.
Mm-hmm.
When when was the first time you noticed body hair on your body?
Dog, first time I noticed body hair wasn't like me. Someone else noticed it for me. Like, dog, on everything I love. Like,
go
I,
on. Dog,
I was in the fifth grade, and I remember just like taking a piss. And I always take a pee far away from the urinal. I'm never close. So I'm always
shooters like, gotta shoot, man.
And I remember just like
imagine the TikToks now of just kids like peeing and like pipes and stuff.
Dog, straight up, like
and shit, like bouncing straight off
forward.
Each other.
It was
what
just
about splashback.
Is splashback. Oh yeah, you got to measure the splashback, right? Yeah,
you have to measure it. But I think you touch less of it as like the far back you go. Okay. I had a sturdy stream back in the days. So I had nothing to worry about. Wow. So yeah, so I mean, the bathrooms.
To worry about.
The bathrooms were always supposed to be closed. You know, it was one, and then another kid accidentally just walked in, and then like he saw my dick and like everything.
Yeah.
And he was just like, "Oh man, you got hair already!" And he just
you got hair already.
He just walked out.
Yeah. It was like, so that was his
slams the door shut.
Yeah.
He didn't mention anything about the peeing far away.
Nothing. He had nothing about that.
He walked. Good splashback, bro. Yeah.
He's like, this guy taking a normal pee is very hairy.
None of that, dog. He didn't care about none of that. He was there was a genuine sense of like concern. Like, you know, he was like, damn, how does he get hair before me?
Dude, if it were me, I would have walked in, taken two steps behind you, started peeing behind you, and then, you know.
Wow.
I wouldn't even comment about the hair. It would just be a beautiful dance of our streams.
Wow. Well,
a live stream.
That just sounds like sword fighting.
Oh yeah. No, I thought sword fighting was when you like actually hit your dicks together. Like the actual the bone, the meat.
Yeah.
No, is that what it is? Yeah. I thought it was just the streams.
No, I think that's crossing streams.
Crossing streams.
Like the Ghostbusters.
Ooh. Crossing streams. Sounds right. Like
and then sword fighting is the, you know.
Sword fighting is the actual hitting.
Yeah.
Crossing
hitting
streams. Thing.
I've never done have we talked about this like how much like in alleged white penis you see just like as a child just in the growing up in this country?
Yeah, for sure. You see a lot of it.
Just a lot of them. Just
you know,
you don't ask
for it.
No. Sleepovers?
Yeah.
You're just like, ah, yeah, I'm go over and we'll sleep.
Yeah.
Play some ping pong and then we'll sleep. Sleep over. And then one of the homies is like, hey man, what if we all just close our eyes, pulled all our penises out? And you're like, what? We were just playing ping pong. What is, you went from A to D. You went from A to D.
Doug, how old were you guys? How old were you guys?
This was sixth grade.
Yeah.
Sixth grade.
A lot of that stuff happens.
But you know he was sitting on that suggestion no matter what activity.
Right.
He was sitting on something.
Yeah. Probably the beginning of the school year.
Yeah, he's like, okay, we just volunteered with the homeless. We get that.
Right.
How about we all just pull our dicks out? See what happens.
He's just been plotting on who he's going to invite to this all year.
When am I going
to? It's just like eating pizza.
Yeah.
And just thinking about it. Man, this pepperoni is really good, but can't wait to suggest pulling our penises out later.
And you know what's crazy? At the moment as a kid, you don't think too much of it.
You don't. You don't. Just, yeah, you're just like, wow, this is odd.
Yeah. You're just either just like, yes. Odd. You're either just like, yes or no. That's
right.
It.
Right.
Yeah. It's
right.
A yes or no kind of thing.
Right. Right.
But up
right.
to the fifth grade, I thought everyone just had like full on pubes by fifth grade.
Dude, so I first got hair third grade. Mm-hmm. Got hair on my legs. I remember that was it. I just remember it. Remember just sitting there listening, sitting cross legged, which is a very childlike position to like have everybody cross legged on a carpet.
Yeah.
And it's like looking down my legs, like, I got hair on my legs, bro. We're getting red like bud not buddy. And I have hair on my legs. It's crazy.
Were you insecure about it? Were you like,
very, I mean, in high school, I was way insecure about it. Yo.
Really?
Man, yeah, I wouldn't wear shorts unless I was outside.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
It's hard, dude.
Wow. No, with hair, it was just all here. I didn't have any on my legs. Like, I played football in ninth grade, and dudes were like, why is his leg so clean shaved? Like, people were like, are you shaving your legs? I'm like, no, I'm just born this way. Shut up.
You have your shea butters.
faster. Whatever.
Faster, yo.
But I just had so much pubic hair. It was annoying.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so much. And I was like, if I could just show these guys, they would never, like, do this again. Like, they would never, like, just ask about me again. If I could just show up. One time.
Yo.
I could just show them.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I think it was like during, y'all ever heard of show choir?
No.
Oh my God. So show choir is this Midwestern thing. I think East Coast too, when I have it. But it's like glee, but it's live. So it's like really a group of students get together. You learn choreography for like four songs, like pop songs. And you all go on stage, like 25 kids at a time. And you do like synchronized dancing. And it's like costume changes.
Right. You do this?
It's like a heroin musical. You're just like, you want to see fucking all the, you know, like all the peaks of a musical in 10 minutes? Bang, 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 bang. Ballad.
Damn. Wow.
Crazy, right? So.
And you did this?
I did this my freshman year. Horrible, dude. We did like, you know, she's a brick house and shit like that. Like,
it's a brick house.
You know, she's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty.
You guys were dancing to
this. Yeah, some shit.
I bet
shit,
you still
like,
remember the choreography.
I can't remember. I hate, oh man, bro. You guys like dancing?
No, I don't.
I fucking hate dancing. You like dancing, no, Alan? No.
Actually, I enjoy doing it. I don't like doing choreography. I enjoy dancing, yeah. Just not choreography.
Okay, that's fair. That, yeah, I
did. Like, I came up on theater, and there was a lot of that, of just sitting with like a white lady in her 20s, just like teaching you moves. And, you know, it's like after school to like 6, 7 p.m.
Yes, yeah. Yo.
And as a kid, it's like, dude, are we going to smash or what? Like, yeah. Dog,
it's, you dog, you and the choreographer?
Come on, dog. It's late. Like, you've been calling me.
If only this lady knew how much pubic hair I had, it'd be going down.
Come on.
Well, bro, no, she could see this chest.
It was this thing where,
oh my God.
It was this thing where, like, she would go over the choreography with the whole group, like, because I was, this was like theater. She'd go over the choreography. So school's over at like 3:30. We were there till like 6:30, wow. Like learning lines and everything. Yes, and yes. Then for some reason, after every session, she was like, Jonas, I need you to stay a little bit longer.
she goes, how do you keep your legs so smooth?
What razor do you use?
Is that shea butter?
Just imagine how hairy her legs are. Right.
Help me, Jonas. I'm German.
She's probably Dominican. She has to be Dominican.
Oh my God, yo.
Dominican German, help me.
For sure.
Bro, she took the melanin shots, like the
oh, for sure.
The German model. Did we do that story ever?
No.
The new lady?
Shit. Dude, this is leaking like crazy. For real. Yeah, I mean, it's just water, but it's also a lot of water.
It looks like you're nursing a baby.
Shh. It's okay. We're on Papaya Island. It's okay. Oh man.
Yeah. Dude, it's she just always wanted private sessions, man. And I thought,
oh, she
like,
wanted private sessions, yeah, with you?
And I thought it was because I was like, you know, I thought she wanted something, but I was just not that good. That's what it was. I just wasn't that good.
You need this.
She's like, I just wasn't good. That's what it was.
Right.
But
right.
If she wanted, Doug, I had nothing. I had people ask me about shit.
Bro, okay, just like I didn't know you did theater.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I did theater all through school. Like
theater and football? You were one of those cats?
Yeah, football, yeah, and then theater too, yeah. So, yeah. Like, there was this thing with, like, high school musical I kind of related with. because I'm telling you, like, I wasn't big on, like, the musical. Like, I mean, you know, I watched it in private a lot. But, you know, it wasn't like. Yeah.
Lock the door, yeah, turn the lights off.
Yeah, but it's like. Yeah. I
hang up your poster of Zac Efron.
Dog, I like, but there was a part of me. It's like, dude, I understood Zac Efron on like an emotional level, like that struggle.
What part
of like being in both worlds,
yeah. Trying to figure out, like,
you know,
what talent do I follow?
Yeah, you know, that first one where it's like his coach was just like, "You, what are you gonna dance or play football?" And I was like tearing up and shit.
Oh, it was basketball, dude. You're gonna lie. I was in a production of High School Musical.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
What,
bro? This is, okay.
A High School Musical about a High School Musical?
It was a, a lot of high schoolers were in it. It was a community theater thing.
Whoa. Which one were you doing?
Okay, so we did it for 2 summers, right? Yeah. So the first summer we did it was great. I just played one of the jocks, naturally. And so I got to do Get Your Head in the Game. Yo. You know, I learned how to spin a ball on my finger.
Oh.
Great summer, dude.
Wow.
And then the flood happened in our town. It's like a 1500-year flood or whatever, right?
Right.
And so the next summer, they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring this musical back, and it's going to be bigger, and it's going to be better. And so we were rehearsing the whole summer. And the guy that played Chad, mm-hmm, the summer before had, like, come into his own. like was I was like I, identity wise.
Yeah.
So he was now like, he was like a he's a mixed kid from Iowa, very Christian. And then the next summer when he came back, he was like, he was still a mixed kid. I think he was still Christian, but he was like he had, was in drag now. So he would show up to rehearsals as Chad or to play Chad. Dressed up in drag, like a purple dress and heels.
Oh, wow.
And so the night before we open, he shows up. We're doing a run through, right? It's like We're about to reopen. And he shows up in drag and then leaves to go do a drag show. He just bounced.
Wow.
What?
He just left. And so the guy was like, "Hey, Neil, you play Chad for tonight." And I did it. And then afterwards he was like, "All right, you're going to have to do this tomorrow when we open." And so I went home. I watched the DVD and I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to do this shit." I was like Mamba mentality. You know, I was like in the lab. I was like, "Yeah, I got this shit. It's blocking. I'm going to fucking make this joke. It's going to be hilarious." And then the next day we show up. Mm-hmm. There's footage of this guy showing back up to the theater because he found out that I was going to be playing his part.
Mm-hmm.
Showed up to the theater. This is black and white footage of a man getting out of his car in drag and throwing a brick through the window of the substitute theater space that we were using.
Really?
Dude.
Wait, who took that video?
It's security camera footage.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he did that because he was mad you were doing the part?
I don't even think it was necessarily pointed at me. I think it was just being replaced at all. I hope it wasn't pointed at me.
Wow.
I don't even know what the point of the escalation of that story was, but
did he ever come back?
I never heard from him since.
So he never did the show.
Never did the show again. No, we did the run. I played Chad. So
it'd be great if he was like, "Hey, Neil, we need you to play Chad," and then you show up in drag, and then you just.
No, but you know what?
So I showed up in drag.
It's just this story. It really speaks to the importance of preparation. You understand?
Wow.
Because you don't know. You don't know if the person on top.
Never know when your number is going to be called, man.
Right. When he's going to throw a brick through the theater window and you got to step up.
That's true. Plate. One day you're just a jock. The next day you are a jock with a name.
Right.
The name is Chad. Yeah, man. It was fun. So you like High School Musical?
Wow.
I like High School Musical.
How long did you do it for?
It was maybe 4 weekends.
Wow.
Really? Okay. So this wasn't a thing you did
maybe
all
2 weekends, 3 weekends? I don't know. I remember.
You didn't do through your kid.
No, I did it first in 8th grade.
Okay.
Through high school. Okay. But then in high school, they started doing plays like Secret Garden and shit like that. And I was I went,
Dude, it was,
I'll go to Pitt or something like that.
It was weird because the high school I went to was in like a country part of Florida, and our school had a theater program, but they were ignorant. People just thought only gay people did them. Mm-hmm. So there were no dudes in the program. It's just me and just all these women. It was just it was great, dude. All these women, all for me, dog. And it was insane, dude, because I was literally the only straight dude in a lot of our production.
So they didn't even have any options.
They attacked me.
Did you ever professionalism? You're like, "Hey, you know, it's we're in the middle of production. You know, like a boxer doesn't fuck anyone before the fight." You know what I mean? So, were you hooking up? Were you hooking up with people?
Dog, in between acts.
In between acts?
Dude, this was nuts. People don't understand.
Wow.
People don't understand, what this was. People don't understand, just what they were missing out on.
Yeah.
People did not understand what they... I always had,
What musicals did you do?
They would do so. We actually did a higher end production of Beauty and the Beast, which turned out really, really well. With that, right? And
it was, were you the Beast?
No, yeah, well, I wasn't.
The teapot?
I wasn't. It wasn't.
So you go to the audition, you take off your shirt. Yeah. What else do you need to see?
Yeah.
All the chest hair.
You put a wig on, okay?
Yeah. All the hair prepared me for this stuff. The chest hair. No, I wanted to be. It was like.
Were you Gaston?
No. Huh?
Were you Gaston?
No. I wanted Look, I wanted to be the Beast, right? Mm-hmm. And I actually went and like did the whole thing. Like our school, like they had like a whole screening for it. They set up a whole thing. Wow. And I remember like I was for the part, but then there was like this particular choreography where you had to jump on a table. And I was like, I'm out, dog. This is
you didn't even try. Like, wow. You could use a stunt double.
I was like, I'm out. Like,
you're going to make me do what? To a beat?
Because so, I had the script the whole time. I had the script the whole time. I had the lines down packed. And even the musical number, I had it down. I was like, cool, we're in this. And it's like a thing where they kind of throw the choreography at you. They don't expect you to know it.
At the audition.
Yeah. Right. But it's like, it's a good indication of whether we can train this guy for it. And like the whole way she was going through, I was with her. I was just like, yeah, like I was like, whatever she was doing, like, whatever, dog, whatever. And then she did this thing where like she jumped on a table, and I was when she did that, dog, in the middle of the musical number, I dropped the script. I was like, I'm out, I'm out.
I don't even remember how that happening in the movie. It's like Ada.
There's a scene.
In order to change back from a beast to a man, I need you to jump on this table, Belle.
Dog, it was insane. It was just, I was just like, dog, congratulations. Like, he got the role. I wasn't doing it.
Oh, wow. You saw the guy. Oh, so you guys auditioned in a group.
Yeah, it was like,
that was the cool part. You group audition, you cattle audition. And it's just like, yo, can you just like have enough?
Oh, yeah.
Can you just fake your way enough through this little phase?
Well, I don't know if you were familiar with the one acts. I don't know if you guys
like one act plays.
Yeah, the one act plays. If they had like the regionals and stuff like that.
Yes. Oh my god.
I did those too.
No.
I did all the regionals too, dog. And these regionals, dog, these were like cutthroat. Like these were like the schools like competing for like the best of the best.
It's like the accolades to be like our theater program's good.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's the trophies. It's the
Right. Right.
Dude, yo, so what? This is crazy.
I was in. Like,
okay, so I did a Reader's Theater one act.
Uh huh.
And we were doing it. We were doing the showcase for the parents the Thursday before the weekend of Allstate.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're like running it.
Yeah, right. Allstate, yeah.
It's running it. And so we're doing this thing. We have the scripts in our hands, and it's like the play is about the Barnum and Bailey circus that catches on fire and everybody dies.
Intense. Oh, my God.
Right?
What? Intense.
It was in a tent. Yeah, circus tent. Yeah. And they, like, my part was, so the fire's starting, right? And I fall and I lose my glasses. And I'm like, my glasses! My glasses! I can't see anything without my glasses. It's like, fucking run. If you're in a fire,
right.
Dumbass, forget your glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Go for the light. Run away from the fire.
Who cares if it's blurry? If it's hot, don't go.
My Warby Parkers! Oh no! So we're doing this, and it's like the chaos moment, right? Mm-hmm. And there's this dude who's at the top of the stage because we're on three risers.
Right.
He's at the top of the stage. He's supposed to be on the box, and he's supposed to do the main, like, we're all going to die. Let's accept it for what it is. Death is imminent, like kind of like dramatic
thing.
And so this guy gets up, and he's reading his thing, and he looks up, and the light, like, hit him in a way. It stunned him.
That can happen.
It stunned him, yo. And then he just fell backwards, dude, and collapsed. And everybody was like, this is the best theater. I can't believe these high schoolers. he jumped on the table. No, but then I was like, this is not a part of the play. Somebody called it. Yeah, I was like, this is not a part of the play. Somebody called an ambulance.
Yeah.
And the ambulance came.
And then someone in the audience was like, damn, this is a really good
really good.
Yo, it's meta. Yeah.
Dog, you know what? There's something about that, man, I think that prepares you. Because it's like, it's weird. Like, theater was the only thing where it was just like, it didn't matter how many times you rehearsed it. Like, something was going to go wrong.
Game time.
Like, something was going to go wrong on live. You know what I'm saying? It's like you rehearsed this a million times. Right. Nothing went wrong. But for some reason, in front of like a couple hundred people, it's like things start going downhill.
Wow. Right.
And it's like you gotta just work off of that.
Yeah.
You gotta just work off of that, dog.
I just imagine like Jonas like getting like a hand job or something. Just be like, we just don't have it tonight. Yeah. Everything's out of sync. Yeah.
Something going wrong is their dress always being kind of like down their shoulder. Jonah's making out between that.
No, you know what? There were those moments. There were those moments where it was just like, okay, like you would set up like, okay, she already knew like after this act, like what's happening. And then like something didn't go right. And like I would just leave her in the dressing room. I would like, I'd walk off stage. Like I'd just be looking over lines again. Every one time I walked in and she and a chick was just waiting there. And she was like, what? I was like, why are you? She's like, you told me to be here. And I was like, you gotta get out. Like I gotta run lines here.
Right. Wait, so what did you play in Dog Beast?
No, I didn't do it. I just dropped out the whole thing.
Oh, you were just out the whole thing.
I dropped out the whole thing. The whole choreography was just
you
too
put
intense.
All your chips in on the Beast.
Dude, like we actually have every character jumping on a table.
Dude, it was just too much. It was too much. I was just like, I'm not with this. I'm not with
right,
this.
Right.
And I think that was like the last time. I'm like, never musicals again.
Wow, man.
Wow.
So,
well, that thing?
Wow.
Yeah. We did like
the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like the one acts were like, the one acts were cool because this was like the dopest like up and coming actors like who did it. And I couldn't compete with those gay dudes, man.
Wow.
I could really not compete. Dude.
Do you think, are you implying that because they were gay, they were better actors?
Absolutely. That's fine. Absolutely. That is what I've been playing.
No, dude, tables left and right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, good actors.
I just
like,
could not be like as vulnerable as they could be. They
it's
were
the vulnerability.
Yeah, they were, and they were talented.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were talented.
Yeah. Balance there.
Yeah, a few of them actually live out here now. It's crazy. Like I was just like, you know, it's just years later. It's
that's
just
cool.
Like, you know, we still link up with them.
Dude, you still link up? You're like, should we run lines or?
Oh no, no, we don't talk at all.
I still practice the Beast choreography. I can do it. I brought my own table.
What if I see him in like a Trader Joe's and just jump on it? I've never had any luck with jumping. Jumping is just not my
man
thing.
Interesting. Wow. Interesting. That never. I just think of like the only success I had jumping was like neighborhood basketball when I was just the biggest kid amongst like six or seven like
really
kids that were just young and me, but they love playing sports. I would just murk these kids. Dude. Oh my God. It's great. Hoops at like seven and a half.
Yeah.
You know, fourth grade, just going at it.
Dude, I know that feeling, man. When I was in New York, I remember like our landlord put up like a basketball hoop on like the neighborhood park. Mm. And I was like the first kid who could dunk on it. Like I was the first kid who, and people would come out. They were just like, yo, this kid can like.
He's the next Stephon Marbury, dude.
Like, people would watch from like the apartment building because they had like balconies. Like, yo, Jonas is out.
Well, you could dunk, but you couldn't jump on a table. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
10-foot table?
I was much younger. This was like, this was like way back.
Wow.
But yeah, dude, I was just like, that was the thing. Like I could dunk on it and I didn't know how I did it. I was just tall enough. Yeah.
How did you feel about like people watching you?
Dog, they loved it.
Wow.
Like I would play pickup games and like people would set it up for me to dunk. Just to,
there's
like,
old
watch.
JP. Give him the JP special.
I remember like one game we played, like the first 6 points, like people just let me dunk. And I was like, guys, I'm getting tired.
I only have four of these a day.
I was like, that white kid's been open the whole game. Like, I'm sure he can shoot a three.
Oh my God, he can shoot a three,
dog.
Dude, I remember like when you're shooting in the driveway and like the mail truck comes or like a neighbor's driving by, you kind of like you square up a little bit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, really someone's coming.
The shot you've been practicing for like an hour,
get the form,
like, let me hit this gate,
get the form,
yeah,
the form.
But that's the thing is like it's easier to do it. Do you find it's easier to play when people aren't watching you or when people do watch you?
Like, I think it for sure.
Did it affect you that people were like, oh, Jonas, you can talk?
It was a little pressure.
There was a little pressure there.
You know what I'm saying? People really expected great things out of me.
Dude, when our YMCA team was like kicking ass, like we had the first kid that hit puberty, and the rest of us could kind of ball. We had an Asian kid, we had an Indian kid, so like the teams were like thrown off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they would have to reset the scoreboard like a half to killing them, right?
Wow.
So there came, you know, there's a little bit of that pressure, you know,
that comes with.
People watching you.
Yeah, it comes with it.
Yeah,
I think you play better without it though. I feel about the people.
I think you play better without
it.
We went up to Big Bear last week.
Really? Yeah.
And we're on a pontoon, man, on the lake. It's like so serene. We got a shitty, like our pontoon was shitty, but like it's great. And then our pontoon hit a rock, like, you know, like rock that's underneath the lake water. It's like, you know, kind of long.
Yeah.
So we bumped into it. It was interesting to see like everybody's reactions in like a quote unquote, like intense moment. Yeah. Right. Cause me and my buddy Amil, we just jumped in. We just jumped to the water. We're like, we'll push it off. And everybody else on the boat, they were just like panicked. Oh, okay, so what's going on? There's people like going back and forth, like a little bit.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's, you know, one of those situations, like, you know, you see who's really good in a tight spot.
Yeah. Dude, but shout out my homie Julia. She fell asleep. She just, like, I remember like being on the side of the boat. I looked up and I just watching her, just like, just, she's like, I can't do anything here. I need to get some rest.
It was, when I wake up, this will be all right.
Yeah. It was a cat solution.
I never feel safe on a boat. I never feel safe on a boat. Mm. Just like being out there in that water.
Yeah.
I never feel safe.
Yeah.
So many things can happen.
Dude.
That's all I'm thinking about every time I'm on a boat.
Any size boat.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's all I'm thinking about.
The cruise boat? Like just sinking? Is that what it is?
What can go wrong?
Sinking, yeah.
That's, you got sinking. One. Like, yeah. But, you know, stuff. What was happening to that one cruise where, like, people were just stranded on there for weeks and, like, their fecal matter was backing up. Like, the boat started smelling because they had nowhere to dump it.
Oh.
Did you hear about that story?
No.
Dude, that happens.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, that happens, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, look, man.
That Carnival Cruise Line. The people were just stranded out there in the ocean.
Oh, shit. Right. In Italy or Japan?
Yeah.
One of those two?
Actually, no. This was when COVID was first coming out.
Right, in Japan, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And then that cruise line got COVID and no one wanted to let them in.
They quarantined everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And that boat just stayed out in the ocean for just weeks on end. And people were just like, hey, like, you know, our feces, like their sewage system is back up. Yeah. Please let us onto your country.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And it was just like, I think it was, who let them into the country? It was was it Croatia?
Oh, I thought this was in Japan.
You know, this happened a few places.
Oh, word. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just can't, you know, like, because a cruise fee on paper, it's like, yeah, it'll be fine. We'll be here a few days.
Yeah.
You know, the food's all here. Yeah. We'll take care of it.
On paper.
What's the threshold where you're like, oh, God, there's shit everywhere. We're breathing in our shit.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good threshold.
You can stop right there.
Yeah. That's kind of it, right? Yeah, breathing in shit. Solid place to be like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, but that can happen. That's a real thing that happens. I mean, that's the life you take on when you want to get on.
You want to work the high seas, man. I think it would have been cool to have been like a pirate's assistant in the Caribbean, like in the 1600s or something.
Really?
Yeah, like swashbuckler shit.
Pirate's assistant.
Yeah, I could, like, grow out my hair, grow out my beard.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, and just, like, help out. Like a parrot, but with more utility. So this is because of this romance novel that I read.
The pirate's about, assistant.
It's called What the Parrot Saw.
Please tell us about this book.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a romance novel. It's about a pirate. So it's this book by Darlene Marshall. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is about, let me find the, yes, Captain Maddie St. Armand. Okay. So she is the captain of this boat, right? And so for the first third of the book, the whole book is from this perspective of this British white dude, like classic, but he is like a fancy boy from England, but he's like traveling to the Caribbean and he gets caught by a slave trader. So the book begins with Captain Saint Armand buying this British boy, and then but at the beginning she is dressed as a man, is male presenting.
Wow.
I kind of gave that away in the opposite order, but
got it.
So for the first third of the book you're like, man, this captain is like a fucking dick, and like, what is this kind of book about? And then there's a scene where they're like together in the captain's nest or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like late at night, you know, and they just had like a fight between another ship, and the British boy like shot a thing, saved a life,
wow.
all this stuff, right? You find out that Captain Maddie is a baddie. And then the rest of the book is like adventure, sex scene. More adventure, sex scene. Oh no, kidnapping, but save
oh, wow.
you. One more sex wow. scene. Dude, you ever been turned on by a book before?
Wow.
Once.
The Bible. Matthew 9 inches.
Oh gosh.
Oh.
Man, yeah.
Whoa.
That's that's unique, dog. I actually went
That's unique. Hey, I just wanna say, bro, unique. Getting horny from the Bible is unique.
That's
dog.
Unique, dog. Hey, whatever.
That's quite a story, man.
Whatever gets you off, man.
No, but dude, the book, it's weird because you're like, you're feeling it in your dick. You're feeling like the feeling. It's like, you know, the blood is yeah. going there.
The blood is
but
rushed.
Then you're like, I'm holding paper. Is that not, is this not incredible to you?
What's happening? How old were you when this was happening?
This was 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Wow, you didn't know you had that in you.
Well,
huh?
I didn't, man.
Wow.
Quarantine really pushed it out of me. So you, every time you've been in a boat situation, it's gone poorly. So naturally,
yeah,
yeah. There's a built-in fear. I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah, it just scares me, man.
That's tough.
You know, I don't think, I just don't think nature wants us there.
That's kind of been my big takeaway from the past few months. I don't think nature wants us here.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I was back in Iowa, right?
Yeah.
And there's something about, I mean, Iowa is just, there's people, you were in San Diego doing comedy shows, which we've been lucky enough to do comedy a few times.
So fortunate.
So amazing, dude.
I just felt so fortunate.
Such a blessing. Man,
I was just like, it felt good.
And there are ways to do it that are COVID safe.
Yeah.
The show, 2 shows I've done, it's been outdoors, everybody's distanced, people wearing masks.
Yeah.
Or people aren't wearing masks, and it's just it's chill, you know.
It
depends on the venue. Should wear a mask. Listen, so in Iowa, it was kind of like because the mask has gotten politicized, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you aren't wearing a mask, you're a Republican.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
if you are wearing masks, you're a liberal pussy.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. And like you're a freedom loving Republican, and I think it's just we need to stop. I'm trying to stop like. Allowing people's political like ideologies be like a marker of like this is a bad or good person,
right?
Does that make sense? Because the mask thing is like so good for like the power. I mean, the thing is like who's holding power,
right?
And they want to keep the power. I mean, Trump wants to be like a Clinton, wants to be a Bush, wants to be a Kennedy, right? Mm-hmm. They're gonna continue to try to get power. So like, you know, if they can distract us on shit like masks. And like hate each other and fight each other on like stuff that's just like basic kind of like
for sure.
looking out for each other kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like as controversial as the red hat.
Yeah. Right. It's all like, these symbols of like that kind of end up manifesting our divide. But it's like we're not. I mean, this is the cool thing about being in Iowa. Like there's this natural disaster that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody like just helped out.
Came together.
Yeah, man. Oh, wow. And like the first people that came to get trees off of my parents' house, Trump supporters.
Whoa.
You know, of course they had the chainsaws and shit ready.
Wait. If there's anyone who would have chainsaws, it would be Trump supporters.
Been waiting for a day like this for a while.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they got it all.
You know what I mean, though? They it's got like, it all. So I don't know. It's a tough thing. I think like we should just fuck people in power. Either way, if it's Biden, fuck that Democratic establishment. And if it's Trump, it's like, fuck him. Yeah.
You wouldn't go anti.
We got to get smarter with how we use the system.
For sure. Oh, dude, they're going to kill us for this.
They're going to really?
they're going to kill us for this.
You got to vote, man.
They're going to kill us, yeah. They're going to get to Ireland first.
Listen, Bill Gates is listening.
Yeah. He's going to cut off the source of the wounds.
Got to take away their money first.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Once he knows he's shorted that. He knows it's all downhill from there.
Hey, have you guys been sleeping okay? in the heat wave? I've been sleeping naked, man. It's been tough. Wow. Yeah, I usually don't.
See, I feel.
Did really we talk about this already?
It's no. It's hard. Like, I feel really guilty because I have air conditioning. So I just don't. so it's just. I feel really guilty, dog. Because
bro, what a flex. This is just like, oh, I get fucked in between scenes during Grease.
Yeah, everything's going your way.
Shooby dooby, shooby dooby, boop. Just go get your dicks.
In between a wardrobe change, no, dog, I feel and then go bad. Back to your house to air condition play.
Yeah, right.
No, like literally, like because I'm telling, like I'm on Twitter, I'm seeing celebrities complain about the same thing, like the lack of AC and stuff like that.
I know. Oh, it's a laugh.
Yeah, and I'm under my bed. She's like, I'm sorry, Chrissy Teigen. Yeah.
That's their assistant tweet for them. That's their problem.
right.
That's the AC problem.
God, man.
Oh man, yeah. So, it, man, I feel bad, but
yeah. Listen, man, stay cool. Drink water.
Yeah.
You know.
But if it makes you feel better, I'm really home. So.
Yeah, you're at work. You got you got AC at work though. I'm sure.
What?
Dang.
You an asshole, Neil.
Alan, you have AC?
No, but my girlfriend does, so I just stay there.
Hey, Smart. You're in a relationship. Smart. You have AC. I'm single and burning.
I mean, I'm also single too.
Sweat.
I'm just cooler. So a different kind of single when you're not hot.
For real, I'm hot in both ways. But when it gets hotter, my desperation to fuck is higher.
Really?
Yeah, and I think I'm tapping into something ancestral there.
Like some kind of something primitive.
Like, this is like some back in India shit, you know,
like really primitive
in the jungle. You know, yeah, just primitive. It's hot. I gotta procreate because I think I'm gonna die.
Yeah, that's your body telling
maybe
you.
Maybe it's
know?
That. Yeah.
And see, I feel the opposite when it's colder.
When it's cold, you don't want to fucking cold.
I do.
You do. You want to okay.
Stay warm.
I think your body naturally creates body heat anyway. But dude, like in the heat, get off. Can I come over? No.
There's nothing. No. This AC is just for me.
Yeah.
Press a button, the fans just turn to you. Get out of here, Hillary.
Press a button.
Melinda's coming in at 2:00.
Put your jumpsuit back on. Hurry up.
Country needs you. Oh man, dude.
Yeah, you gotta. You know, that's just what it is, man. Dude, it was. You know what? I was telling you guys earlier, man. You know, San Diego is nice. You know, just people don't care.
Yeah, man. Did you get any? Did anyone heckle you or?
No, dude. People were just so appreciative. They were just, it's just like, you know, we just appreciate like someone from Los Angeles would like come down here. Like,
I fuck with San Diego heavy as a stand-up city.
Yes.
It's really good because it's like a Midwest city on the West Coast.
It feels that way.
As far as just like sensibility and just like, yeah, you don't have to worry about like being politically exactly on like the leftist.
I feel like the people are
the most left,
too.
Not leftist, but you know what I mean?
I feel like the people are friendlier too.
This, I mean, it's just more easygoing. It's a beach town and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, like, yeah, man, I think people are just appreciative. Like, you say you're from LA and it's like, we're not shit here.
Right.
I mean, we're grinding, but you know what I mean.
So, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And for them to be, oh, you're from LA, great. We'll put you up. All the clubs are always putting you up. Like,
yeah.
Just mad love to San Diego. Yeah.
Nothing
man.
But love, man. Nothing but love.
Yeah. But I did a drive-in show in San Diego. It's about a month ago. And so I hadn't done stand up. It was like 129 days or some shit.
Yeah.
And 150 days? I don't know. But about 3 minutes in, I just started tearing up.
Wow.
I'm not like, you know, I'm an alpha.
Right.
So I'm like.
I seen your lid.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, these shits. I got the hairiest legs.
Oh yeah, dog.
In the LA comedy
let
scene.
Them feel that out. That's
I
a
challenge
full,
anybody.
That's a full bush.
This is full, man.
Yeah.
This is a 2003 blend. right after 9/11. This is good hair.
I'm pretty confident.
You can use it as maybe you can make a wig out of this hair.
Excellent carpet.
Excellent carpet.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
But the thing is, my legs are so small too.
What?
Right? They're like so like thin. They're like spiny and they have a ton of hair.
Yeah. Are we off?
No, I think we're still going.
Are you serious?
I think it's still going.
He's got his legs up. I was like,
dude, wait till I jump on the table, do the choreo.
Just like, all right, I'm out. You got this from here.
What is a Beauty and the Beast song? You want to sing a Beauty and Beast song as the close?
Do you want to close out on it? Joe, just close us out on a Beauty and the Beast song.
High School Musical song.
Yeah, dog, you know what? It's just the humanitarianism part of what you do. You know, it's like, you know, you provide something that, you know, in a tense time, make people loosen up.
And you
feel that. You feel that. I didn't tear up. I was just mad I made the trip.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, I'd had it the whole time.
Right. Oh, man. And you did four, right? Or two shows? Four shows?
Four.
That's excellent.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's also nice to just try a joke. And
yeah.
I know it sounds so stupid, but it's like, you try a joke and like it works. It doesn't work. You're like, oh, yeah.
But it made me like reevaluate all my material. Like, I did no race material. Like, I looked at all my race jokes. I wasn't even aware I had so much. And I was just like, I don't think I want to do any of this. I just want to keep this out.
I think there is like a fatigue with race right now.
Absolutely.
And I mean, not like in a it's annoying kind of way, but like you said, we're trying to provide relief.
Right.
So to bring it up and kind of, I feel that.
Yeah, it was just the first thing. But like even, not even for them, like for me too, just like me, like just.
Yeah, just totally.
Yeah, just the it's words exhausting. Coming out.
Right. And you're in a room full of white people.
Yeah.
And then soon you're like, it's your guys' fault. And it's like, it's not your fault individually in this room.
Yeah.
But your friends and family. No, that's good, man. I'm glad you had a good time.
But you did the drive-in, though.
I did the drive-in. People were in their cars honking horns and shit.
Doesn't that kind of mess up the flow?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It was interesting. At a certain point, you were just outside screaming, right? Yeah. So you just kind of just pushed through it.
Wow.
It was great, man.
People flashed their headlights at you?
Yeah. Got a few laughs.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Dude, they tried to. The venue tried to do the distancing between the tables. They set it up that way. The turnout was so strong. Like
really?
The manager came out. He was just like, all right, scratch it. He just like grabbed up the table. Yeah, he was we were pulling it. Like, I saw the line. And the manager was just like, just put it on the table. He's like, no one's going to see this.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
Dude, and people just packed in. No mask. People like just shaking your hand.
Kissing each other.
Yeah.
I mean, just serpent tonguing each other.
For sure. You know?
Dude, yeah, man. I mean, things are slowly starting to come back to normal. Yeah. We're back. The podcast is back.
Yeah.
Papaya. Hopefully, we're here for a while.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna be here.
And we'll all be here. And yeah, man. That's it. I think that's solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
You want to sing? You gotta get your head in the game. You gotta get your head in the game.
Do you want to go out on it? I think, because it sounds like you want to.
Let's see if I can remember it. Someone's going to have to play the music.
Really? Okay, I'm going to go right now.
Do the one that's like, we're all in this together.
Hold on.
Sweet. Oh, no, now Ben's up here.
Oh, man, what's going on? All right, let's cut the cameras, guys. Let's cut it, guys.
No, dude, pull it up. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Ready?
Yeah. No, that's Papaya 9, everybody, man. I'm Jonas.
I'm Alan.
We got Alan over here.
Neil,
we got Neil. We appreciate you taking us out on the dance solo. He does accept tips.
That was really hard.
I love you guys, man.
He'll be sore for a week.
check to give us, you know, you like the show? Tell us.
Yeah.
Papaya 9. Not news with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9.
Not news
with Neil and Jonas.